It's time now for Minnesota Reads. Here on Northland Morning, our guest this morning is Margie Preuss, the author of Storms Coming, a book published by Minnesota Historical Society Press with illustrations by David Geister. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Enjoying some snow this week.
It is a strange amount of snow. And I was thinking, my son and I read your book last night before bed, and it's a fun book. I was thinking about the other book that you wrote about the natural world for younger children, Celebratrees, and how different that book is from this one. That one is looking at old trees or remarkable trees, but trees have such a long story to tell. But this is a very quick moment, a slice of life for this young girl living up at Split Rock. One event and how all the many different things that you can learn from it. What drove you to choose this topic?
Well, I love weather and I'm interested in weather. And when I did a little research for the book, knowing that I was going to write a picture book set at Split Rock Lighthouse, I went there and I read a lot of the recollections of the young people who had lived, well, they weren't young by the time they wrote their recollections, but mm-hmm. the kids who grew up there in the early 20th century, so like in the 1920s or so, which is when this book is set, they were remembering their childhoods at the lighthouse. And one of the very first things that I read was that they had to be very cognizant of the weather. They had to pay attention to the weather to know what was going to do. And of course I thought, well, they didn't have smartphones and they didn't have television and, you know, how do they get their weather? So I started doing a little research on weather signs in nature. And it was really fun to find out, you know, there were a lot of things I didn't know at all. And I think most people will find at least something in this book that they had never known before to be a sign of oncoming rain or wind or storm. And I thought, well, that would be just the kind of thing a girl or a child growing up at a lighthouse would pay attention to if they had to think about what the weather's going to do. And of course, they had to be thinking about that since they lived at a lighthouse and weather was paramount.
You could probably write a much larger book about many different types of weather, many different types of signs from nature about many different things, but you chose a narrow slice. Storm is coming. What sort of things can you see? And that actually filled up an entire book, which is really wonderful. There are so many things. I mean, I think about, oh, Grandpa's knee is acting up. There must be bad weather coming.
Right.
But you have all of these signs in nature that show if you just are quiet and are paying attention, you can see these things coming. And I have a feeling that most people these days would take a lot of them for granted.
Well, or just not know, you know, not notice, because we don't need to notice. We can just look on our phones and see what the weather is going to do. Or, you know, you hear it on the radio while you're driving. So you don't have to look and you don't have to pay attention to what's happening around you. Mm. And I think it's a good thing to know. You know, it's maybe a lost art or a dying art to be able to read these, read what nature has to tell us, not just about weather, but all kinds of things.
Now, you had said before that you had intended to write a picture book, a children's book about Split Rock or life at Split Rock. Did that idea come first, or was it an idea to write a book about weather that came first, and Split Rock seemed like an ideal location?
It was first Split Rock, and then I tried a number of other attempts. my editor at the Minnesota Historical Society Press and I discussed and discarded. So it was, you know, a picture book looks very simple, and of course it's very short. There aren't very many words. I think there's maybe less than 800 words in this book. But it can be a very difficult form because you have to try to write an entire story in that amount of words and have a character that you can relate to and have some action and have, you know, you need all the things that you get in a 50,000 word novel in less than 800 words.
Yeah.
Well, it was first the idea of Split Rock, and then the weather was the second approach.
Well, to me, it seems very serendipitous because I feel like a shore location gives you that many more opportunities to see different things in nature. I suppose in, you know, in Oklahoma or Iowa, many of these things would still ring true. But on a shoreline, you've got not only things that you find in the fields, but things you could find on the shore, the seagulls, the waves, things like that, the color of the lake. So many different things that I think it gives you a wider palette of opportunity to see things. So after we finished the book last night, my son and I kind of said, wow, it's really neat that here on the shoreline, there are so many different ways to look at that. So,
yeah, that's true. And one of the fun things was, you know, we're kind of accustomed to seeing storms coming across the lake towards us. But while I was up there, I was talking to Lee Radzak, who's the director of the lighthouse, and he was telling me about a kind of storm that the commercial fishermen there call dirty nor'westers, which are storms that come up over the hills behind the lighthouse, you know, not over the lake, but from the other direction. And you don't see them until they're already over you. And those are the very, very dangerous ones for the fishermen because they couldn't see them coming.
Yeah, they couldn't get inshore in time. Yeah.
Right. And so then you have to be able to predict that that a storm like that is coming in some other way, which would be what happens in this book.
Yeah, certainly in Duluth, we can all identify with suddenly looking up on top of the city and seeing something looming from the west that you didn't see coming because you were blocked by that mountainside. So
that's right. Yeah. That's exactly what the storm in this book is coming from, that direction.
Oh, and there's some really neat tension, too, because the actual story itself, the young girl trying to warn everybody about a storm, her neighbors, her relatives, keep saying, oh, and go talk to that person, let them know, too. And she keeps saying, okay, but shouldn't we all be doing something about this? Now I got to warn that person. We're all saying, get in the house. There's a storm coming.
Yeah. That was another fun thing to learn about the lighthouse, is that, you know, there's three houses up there. If you've visited, you've seen that. Mm-hmm. And those houses were full of kids. There are three different families full of lots of kids during this time period that I'm writing about. And they had so much fun together. Also, some of them ended up getting married to each other. more than one couple, actually.
Okay.
So they became very close and interconnected as families.
Now, the young girl in this book, Sophie, was she an actual person, or is she sort of a composite, or just a?
No, I just all the characters are fictional characters, but they're based on, you know, a real families that lived there. Mm-hmm. I mean, that there were a lot of kids and of all those different ages who were living there. Mm-hmm. But she's a fictional character.
You've written books for so many different age groups. I think of a lot of the novels for young teens, Heart of a Samurai and Bamboo Sword and Shadow on the Mountain, and then books for younger children, too. How do you decide which one you're writing for? And do you have another project on the horizon?
I sure do. Thanks for asking. I will have another mystery coming out in the fall that's the sequel to Enchantment Lake, my first mystery, and that one has same characters and same setting. And then I'm working on another novel that's kind of historical fiction and kind of branching out because there's some fantasy elements in it. So that's a new thing for me, and that's a novel, too. And I hope to write more picture books because it's fun to write in the different forms, because it gives you, sort of stretches you, and you learn something from each one. You certainly learn more about being succinct and watching every single word when you're writing a picture book, and that's always good discipline.
Hmm. Yeah, it's poetry sort of in that way.
It is a lot like poetry, I think, in that way.
Hmm. Well, Margie, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it, and congratulations on the book.
Thanks. Nice to talk with you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Margie Preuss, the author of Storms Coming, with illustrations by David Geister and published by Minnesota Historical Society Press. Minnesota Reads is produced at KMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.